What's that phone number again?
877-931-4TNT. That's 4868.
All right. And we got Dan here talking about bullying. Were you the bully or were you being bullied?
I was being bullied.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, I was it. Go ahead.
No, you tell us why why were you bullied? Just some jackass hit picking on you?
Or were you just a big
nerd? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
No. Well, maybe a big nerd as well, but back when I was in the eighth grade, this kid would beat me up relentlessly every day after summer school.
Wow.
And reason.
Like beat you up?
Yeah, with fists and the whole nine yards.
Man. So every day?
I almost quit summer school because of it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. summer
school, you were there because you didn't do well in school the rest of the year, right?
Because you had to attend summer school, I assume.
So you were a nerd and dumb. Okay, great. I'm just I'm glad you laughed at that. So did you ever get back to the guy? Was he bigger than you or just stronger than you? I mean, size wise.
Yeah. No, he's just stronger, maybe a little bigger, but definitely stronger.
All right. So go ahead.
And then years and years later, I was working in a nursing home.
Okay.
It's now the DMV out on Maple Street.
That's in Omaha. Go ahead.
But they had started work on it while the nursing home was still operational. Mm-hmm. And this electrician come down off the ladder and came over and asked me if I was, you know, who I am. And I said, well, yeah. He says, well, my name's Billy so-and-so. And I says, well, oh, wow. that same fear kind of went through my body. You know, are you going to beat me up again or what?
That'd be kind of funny. You just beat the hell out of you right there again. Go ahead. So what happened?
Yeah. So he actually apologized.
Oh, see, it can happen.
Yeah. For bullying me and beating me up all them times.
Now, how
at you this know, I told him, I said, hey.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Now, at this point in time, how old are you guys at this time when you apologize?
Oh, early 30s, mid-30s.
Okay, so, all right, cool. All right. So you forgave him then?
Oh, I did. I did. I just told him, I said, we were kids, you know.
Yeah, right.
Back in them days, that's kind of what we did. If you wanted to bully somebody, you bullied them with your fist and you moved on.
How old are you now, man?
Dare I say, I'm 61.
Okay, so, yeah, back, you're right. We're talking about the 70s. Yes, the 70s, people beat people up. Yeah, I know the area.
You're old.
I know the era.
I would have cold-cocked him just for old time's sake. Just one time.
Now we're even.
Right. How you like it?
How do you like me now? Right.
I can say this much. I think that the nursing home residents would have quite enjoyed that show.
Yeah.
They would have.
Once again, you can't apologize. I know Todd thinks all bullies should be killed immediately, but a lot of them come back and apologize. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man.
Yep. Well, we hung up with that guy. He's going to say something nice about us, I'm sure. Still looking for that guy that threw push down. He hasn't apologized yet, has he?
No.
No. Yeah. No, I don't expect him to.
All right.
All right. Jason is here with more
Jason.
More talk about bullying.
Cool.
What's up?
It's a great subject is the, you know, 6:30 in the morning, talk about being bullied.
Were you the bully or were you being bullied?
I was being bullied, and this is probably, I was in junior high, and I'd say like 25 years ago, which was like 2000.
All right. Yeah. Don't say that again. Don't say that again.
That was unnecessary, Jason.
Don't say 25 years ago was 2000. Jesus.
Because it was 26.
So
it was 26.
So I was never very good at playing sports, and I hated gym class.
Got it.
But I had this kid that was smaller than me, like the verbally abused, more than physically abused, right. And him and his jock friends, the gym teacher's like, oh, well, you can play against them. And they're like, oh, you'll get to be good practice. And you know how the bantering
right.
goes.
Right.
And so they check the ball to me. like complete idiots, you know, so you miss it. You ever had someone check a ball to you and it's too low and you stumble and you look like an idiot?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I took the ball back and I just chucked it in his face.
Oh, wow.
And then right in front of everybody. And the gym teacher just looks at me and he's like, he just points at me and he's like, that's your free pass.
Was it a baseball or a kickball?
Basketball.
Oh, basketball.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're playing like 3-on-3. Check. You know, you
got
to check.
Oh, I got it. Oh, that's right.
And you just fired
right.
It back at him.
Oh, yeah, that's the old bit. Usually it's a fake one, make the guy flinch, but you actually threw it in his face. All right. Did he beat you up?
Yeah, like just – no. It was because it was in the middle of gym class. There was, like, tons of kids everywhere, and the teacher was right there as it happened, and he saw that he checked me like a jackass and made me stumble. So I kind of saw it as a free pass.
Back in those days, I mean, did he want to meet you in the parking lot and beat you up? Like 3 o'clock high?
No. I mean, which is weird. I
love that movie. Everybody loves that movie. Go ahead.
I was a little bigger than the kid, but him and his buddies, they didn't do anything about
it. So you actually bullied him. Oh, no, they were just, he was...
That was just revenge.
Yeah. That was revenge.
It was revenge enough to stop bullying.
I'll tell you what, if that ball hits you that distance, right in the middle of your nose, man, your eyes are crying, everything, that would suck.
Well, and he had to hold it back because it was in front of all of his buddies, so he had to cry that cup.
Yeah, you want to cry in front of the whole class?
Now,
you little bitch?
When you grew up, have you seen him as an adult anywhere, wherever you live?
I have not,
okay.
But his dad, I think his dad was a famous realtor in the area, so
I love that
it's
term,
surprising that I've never read it.
Famous realtor.
Yeah.
Famous realtor.
Famous as in his name was on a lot of signs everywhere.
That's right. Yeah. I know what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Well, if you see him, apologize to him someday. No,
he still loves you.
No, he has it coming.
Thank you,
brother. I might have it coming back to me.
Right, appreciate it, brother. Yeah, you might have it coming back. Exactly. Come on back. All right. That would hurt.
Oh, I remember getting hit in the nose with a basketball once in like junior high.
Right there,
having to walk away because my eyes were water. It's like, not gonna cry.
Yeah, we started this conversation yesterday on how he even started, but Puss.
It was the guy who had the 50-year long game. Of shooting his bully in the face.
Right. Bullies in the face from the 50s to the 2012 and killed him.
Yeah.
And then Puss mentioned he was thrown
Remember
down
when
by
you
a kid.
Put a jock strap over my head 57 years ago?
Bang.
Here's a bullet.
Yeah, here's a bullet. So did that run in the appetizer somewhere?
Yeah,
that?
A bunch of that ran this morning early.
So feel free to get a hold of us. Email or if you want to talk about it too. 877-931-4GNT.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And we're talking to more guys about bullying.
Right.
This would be Gary.
What's up, Gary?
Good morning, fellas.
Were you the bully or did you get bullied?
I got bullied, but then afterwards, it started in 1968. He stole my basketball.
Okay.
And I just tackled him. Broke his nose, and we met after school and fought. The police broke it up that time. Then it seemed like every year after that through high school, we were fighting. And it wasn't just pushing around. I walked away with broken teeth. He had a swollen eye. I had to go to the emergency room. It was broke up.
It sounds like you got the best of him from time to time. Is this bullying or is this just a rivalry?
This sounds like arch nemesis territory.
Yeah.
It was arch nemesis because it lasted for 45 years.
Wow.
Well, how old were you? The first one in 68. How old were you then?
13.
Okay, so you're in there. You're pushing 70 right now, aren't you? Somewhere in there, around 70. So,
yes, I am.
So, whether did it end because he's dead, or is it still going on?
No, we would see each other occasionally. We'd tap each other. He tapped me once. We were in a bar, and we went outside, and it lasted about 8 or 10 minutes. We were in the sand, beating each other, bloody sand and everything. We got broke up. Went back into the bar and had a couple of beers, but not together. And how it ended. I seen him in a bar. Yeah. I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, outside. and he begged me not to. He just got out of prison, and he couldn't fight anymore because he has a bad heart now.
Listen to you call him a pussy, man. I think you're the bully here.
Yeah. But what a great way to end. My cardiologist says I can't fight anymore.
Yeah. He's got a bad heart now, the pussy. All right. So how?
Well,
so
he asked if we could just end it and shake hands, and I wasn't in the mood, but I don't want to get I don't want to go to prison for manslaughter.
I like this dude. Hey, so.
And it all started over a basketball.
45-year feud.
In 1968. Hold it. So you guys grew up, you became adults pretty much in the same town. Was it, is it Omaha? Where are you calling from? Where did this happen?
In Lincoln.
Oh, in Lincoln. Okay.
Started in seventh grade at junior high.
Wow.
Now, did you guys both grow up and have wives and families and were just wrestling in parking lots all the time? What the hell is going on, man?
Yeah, exactly. He was a jack of all trades, and he was working on a boat across the street from my parents' house. I seen him. I ran five steps. I jumped him and ran across the street, and we just started fighting there on the street when my dad couldn't believe it.
What was, how old were you when the last fight happened, the very last one? Like this, the situation where you say you had a bad heart, how old were you there?
Oh, 50, 51.
Okay. What'd he go to prison for? Without saying his
assault?
Name.
Assault?
Yeah. Exactly.
Bad money.
Okay, got it.
Forgery and counterfeiting.
But the weird part about this story is that you fought so much over the years. And wouldn't it be a situation where eventually you'd be rolling around going, what are we doing? And became friends.
But we didn't roll around. we were stand up. Beating the hell out of each other. I mean, stitches in the face, broken teeth, fractured jaw, or fractured orbital socket.
Here's the deal: whoever, if he goes before you do, you got to go to the funeral just because of just a great story.
What,
man.
Punch the corpse? Yeah. Or just one more time
and piss on the grave.
Just a challenge of one more time.
It kind of ended. I left the bar after that. Haven't seen him but twice after that. Still, I had the urge. Come on.
This is keeping the hate alive,
you
man.
Know, he wanted your dad. He took your basketball. I don't blame you for being pissed. All right, 1968.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think it's time for you to
Love
move.
Love your show, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, he needs to get out of town.
Wow.
One of those guys needs to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark on the email said the same thing I was thinking. It's Peter Griffin and the chicken. There will be no peace.
That is such a great story. That dude is ornery as hell still, man. I love that. Yeah. He's got a bad heart, pussy. Get outside.
My cardiologist says we have to stop this.
I love to see what those dudes look like. Just get pictures side by side, like, you know.
I bet their faces were pretty gnarly from all the beatings they took.
Yeah, right. It's funny you have that. That's a long way to hold a grudge, man. Yeah.
Over something really dumb.
Yeah, because I just remember this story. I told you a story once before years ago. My senior year of high school, I threw an apple across the
cafeteria.
Cafeteria hit this kid, and he got in my face because he was giving my buddy some crap. That was it. Nobody was really a bully thing, but this is about a grudge situation. So I threw the apple, hit him in the back, and then we got each other's face. Nothing ever happened about it, which is fine. It would have been a fight where either one could have lost. He was a tough kid, but we went our separate way. Never saw the kid. Now, I was a couple years ahead of him. He was like a sophomore. I'm a senior. And I'm in a bar, and I'm 25 years old. I'm watching this band. And I look across the bar, and I kind of recognize this guy. And I can see he's pissed at me. And he walks over at me, and he says he wants to kick my ass. Mm-hmm. And I go, I threw an apple at you. And at this point, it would have been 10 years ago. I said, I threw an apple at you like 10 years ago in cafeteria. And at this point, I'm thinking, I'm kind of afraid of this dude. And but I got in his face. I said, dude, I threw an app at you 10 years ago. I'm not going to fight you in the parking lot. We're 26 years old. I'm not going to roll in the parking lot and get my and mainly I don't get my ass kicked either. But he was pissed. And his buddy kind of pulled him away. And I'm thinking, wow, that was stupid.
Yeah, I can see how you bring that out of people.
He's still mad.
But you should understand.
10 years later.
You're the biggest grudge holder I know.
Yeah.
So, just 10 years.
Yeah, but I would have gotten some kid's face 10 years after throwing an apple, hit him in the back at a cafeteria
right,
situation.
Right, I know. It has to be a much more egregious offense for
exactly
you.
Exactly.
Have you seen the guy ever since? And is he still holding on to the apple grudge?
Would no idea. I would no idea what he looked like
I
now.
Thought you moved back there to kick his ass.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
I would have no idea. I don't even know his name because, like I said, when you're in different classes in those days, you don't remember people's names, you know.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
He probably remembers my name.
Look out the front door if there's a knock.
Yeah.
Because he might be coming over.
I don't know who he is. I don't even know who he is. I have no idea who he is. Yeah. But that we'd be a lot older now, so I don't think he'd. Well, it could be that guy who just called.
You see the text from a guy. This is all it says. I now teach my bullies kids generational revenge.
Oh. But he's got to be nice to those kids.
Yeah, I would. You know. It would be hard to not have a little bit of built-in bias against those kids.
Yeah, maybe. If the kids are jackasses.
Your dad was a jackass. Yeah. You probably suck, too.
Yeah.
One texter thinks that call was the Menker.
I could hear that.
Yeah.
I could hear that.
Yeah, that was not the Menker.
No.
No. Yeah.
Otherwise, he would have been plugging some merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick and the Menker have to go way back with them.
They do.
They have a rivalry right now. Right.
There's no rivalry. I just don't like to hang out with people that blatantly rip you off.